The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
What a brand new day. What a brand new day. What a brand new day. What a brand new day, Lord. What a brand new day. What a brand new day. We thank you for the gift of life. We exalt you and uplift you for the gift of this day. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of this day.
For your kindness, O God, your goodness, we celebrate you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for watching over life through the night and giving us a brand new day. Father, we thank you for the gift of this day, the gift of life. Yes, health, strength, energy, everything that you have released on us. We are grateful, Lord. Thank you for sending your angels of God. Thank you for sending your spirit to quicken our mortal bodies. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty Father we have. A loving Father like this. Father, we thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Spirit, glory, 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 glory. You are the one in charge. Come and lead. Come and download the prayer point. Come and drop the prayer point today. May your people be blessed. Thank you for everyone online. Thank you for what you have in store for us. We thank you, Jehovah. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Living God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name.
We give you praise. 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 We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you adoration, O God. We say, Lord, you are God, we say you are King, we say you are worthy to be praised, you are worthy to be exalted, you are worthy to be magnified. The life we live is your life, the life we live is your life, the life we live is your life, the life we live is your life. We thank you for unto you alone be all the adoration. King of kings and Lord of lords, we come before you this morning, this day. Today, the fourth day of the month of September, the month of Elul, the sixth month, the month of angelic interactions with nature, the month of supernatural interactions with nature, the month of compensation, the month of shift, the month of reward, the month of delivery, the month of birth, the month of conception of new things and new ideas. We are grateful for ushering us into this day, our Father in heaven. When we were like dead people on our beds, we never knew what was going on around us. you sent your angels to keep watch around us. Unto you be the glory. In the appropriate time, you breathe life into us. Life to live and to keep on living. Blessed, 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 blessed are thou. O Lord God Almighty, you are worthy. This morning we come before you, O Lord. We come before you through the blood of Jesus Christ. We declare that we are redeemed by the blood. We are justified by the blood. We are cleansed by the blood. We are qualified in the blood. We are washed in the blood. We confess all our sins and our weaknesses unto you. We ask for mercy. We ask for mercy. We ask for mercy. Lord, we ask for mercy. Lord, we ask for mercy. Father, let your spirit lead us into your presence. We enter the most holy place through the blood of Jesus Christ. According to your word, O God, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, let the blood usher us. And we pray the Holy Spirit, you lead us and guide us. I thank you for the lives of everyone that has come online. Thank you for everyone that has come online. Thank you for everyone that has come online. And as many as will be joining us later, Father, we say, give each and every one of us an encounter. I commit myself and the lady pastor and our technicians into your hands. We pray the Holy Spirit, you breathe into us to lead your people. Thank you, Lord, we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I say resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us, precious sons and daughters of God Almighty. I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today is coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church located at Kotobadi down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys, with our technical team, Boja Worldwide, Pascal, and others, and Enoch Bright Jr. We thank the Lord for yet another day. Today is the 247th day of the year 2023. 247th day of the year 2023. Our theme once again, let my September deliver my now. Let my September deliver my now. Daniel chapter 4, verse number 35, records something which I read in my daily Bible reading. When God was going to bring judgment on King Nebuchadnezzar, he gave King Nebuchadnezzar a dream, and how that dream was fulfilled, how he was going to judge King Nebuchadnezzar. And here King Nebuchadnezzar himself was telling his story of how judgment came on him. Listen to me. This month, somebody should write this for me. This month your enemies are going to testify of how judgment came on them. Because it is a month of judgment on the wicked. September is also the month of judgment of the wicked. It is a month of the verdict. It is a month when the court sits. Oh my God. September is the month when the court sits to decide your case. September is the month when the court sits to remove boundaries and break barriers. September is the month when the court sits to administer judgment on the wicked. King Nebuchadnezzar was saying what happened to him. And let me read verse 34 and 35 of Daniel chapter 4. At the end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High. I honored and glorified him who lives forever. His dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. 35. All the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, what have you done? My God, my God, my God, my God, from today, let the Nebuchadnezzars in your life testify. Amen. After God's judgment has come on them, Nebuchadnezzar was one person that captures God's people and leads them into captivity. In fact, in the then world, Nebuchadnezzar was the ruler of the entire earth. God gave the entire earth, the entire world to Nebuchadnezzar. Yes. He was like the huge tree that he saw with branches that covered the whole earth, and the tree as tall as touching the heavens. When you read Daniel chapter 4, the dream that God gave Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel chapter 4, from verse 19. No, from verse 1, yes. And Daniel, from verse 19, Daniel interpreted. So Daniel chapter 4 from verse 1 to 18 was a dream. And then from 19, Daniel interpreted the dream. One of the things that Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar was that, I am worried, king. Because the dream was cut. The dream, that huge dream was cut off. Left with only the stump. And God revealed the interpretation to Daniel. And Daniel said to the king, O king, let me reverse. Then Daniel also called, but was greatly perplexed for a time. And his thoughts terrified him. So the king said, Belteshazzar, do not let the dream or its meaning alarm you. Belteshazzar answered, my lord, if only the dream applied to your enemies and its meaning to your adversaries. The tree you saw, which grew large and strong with its top touching the sky, visible to the whole earth, with beautiful leaves and abundant fruit, providing food for all, giving shelter to the beasts of the field, and having nesting places in its branches for the birds of the air. You, O king, are that tree. You have become great and strong. Your greatness has grown until it reaches the sky, and your dominion extends to distant parts of the earth. You, O king, saw a messenger, a holy one, coming down from heaven and saying, cut down the tree and destroy it, but leave the stump bound with iron and bronze in the grass of the field. While its roots remain in the ground, let him be drenched with the dew of heaven. Let him live like the wild animals and seven times pass by for him. That's 7 years. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree the Most High has issued against my Lord the King. You'll be driven away from people and will live with wild animals. You will eat grass like cattle, and be drenched with dew of heaven. 7 times, that is 7 years, 7 times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and give them to anyone he wishes. The command to leave the stump of the tree with its roots means that your kingdom will be restored to you when you acknowledge that heaven rules. Therefore, O king, be pleased to accept my advice. Renounce your sins by doing what is right, and your wickedness by being kind to the oppressed. It may be that then your prosperity will continue. 28. All this happened to King Nebuchadnezzar. 12 months later, as the king was walking the roof of the royal palace of Babylon, he said, is not this the great Babylon I have built as a royal residence by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty? Let me make a comment here. Please, let's be careful of me. As for me, I, mine. Remember, it is the I in Isaiah 14 from 14 to 18 and Ezekiel 28, Isaiah 14 from 12 to 18, Ezekiel 28 from 14 also to about 19. It is the eyes, I, that was what brought Lucifer down. Ego, self. Ego, self. Ego, self. And manage ego. And manage self is one of the greatest offenses against God. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't have a will, but learn to submit your will to the will of God. Align your will to the will of God. You see, Nebuchadnezzar, after this dream had been interpreted, and Daniel said, king, please repent, renounce your sins and your wickedness. He didn't. He was walking at the rooftop and said, look at the kingdom, look at Babylon. I have built for myself, for my glory, for my this. Let's see what happened. In verse 31, the words were still on his lips when a voice came from heaven. This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken from you. You will be driven away from people and live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like cattle. 7 times, that is 7 years, will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over kingdoms of men and gives them to anyone he wishes. 33. Immediately, what had been said about Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled. He was driven away from people and ate grass like cattle. His body was drenched with the dew of heaven, until his hair grew like the feathers of an eagle. that the hair on his body for 7 years grew like the hair of an eagle, and his nails like the claws of a bird. Then 34, at the end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High. I honored and glorified him who lives forever. His dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. 35. All the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing. Now, the portion that caused me to choose this, and what I'm going to say, is this part. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth. He does what he pleases with heavenly armies. That means that God commands the heavenly armies whichever way. In fact, whenever you see God being addressed as sovereign God, sovereign means that he who does what pleases him, and no one can challenge him. No one can question him. Yes, that is sovereign. That's the meaning of sovereign. He does what he pleases, and no one can question him. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, what have you done? Beloved, this month, your enemies are going to say the same thing. September is the month of many things that God is revealing to me up September. Beloved, remember we read in Luke chapter 1:26 that the sixth month, the month of Elul, which is our 9 month September, was the month that Angel Gabriel, the messenger, visited Mary and announced to Mary the conception of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it does not mean that Mary didn't face challenge. Yesterday, the Holy Spirit, I thank God, is the Holy Spirit who is preaching to us all, and the Holy Spirit that is teaching us all. In fact, it is not me. When I stand there, I'm telling you, some of the things that comes out of my mouth, even this podcast, that's why I say, write this for me. Write this for me. I'm telling you, it is something else. The insight the Holy Spirit gave yesterday, why Mary was chosen, why Mary was selected out of all the virgins. When we came home, and the lady pastor brought this dimension, she said, look, do you know why Mary was the one chosen? Even though there were many virgins, because Mary might have been doing something that other virgins were not doing. Other virgins were just virgins. They were virgins because that was the law, that they must be virgins. If you are not, the law will catch up with you and you may be stoned. But Mary was doing something more than just what other virgins. I say, wow. Wow. One of the things that the Lord has taught me when I clicked 60, I was asking God, why didn't the things you are telling me now, why didn't you tell me when I was in my 20s and 30s? I have made certain mistakes. The Lord said, I held them to you, to observe you, to really watch and see whether your love and commitment to me was genuine. But now, where you are, I don't want you to waste time again. That is why I am showing you this shortcut. That is why I reveal to you that Jesus Christ is the surest, the shortest, and the quickest way of obtaining the best of God and the best from God and the best of anything in life. So that you don't waste time. Now you are matured. You know, one of the things God is teaching me, to obtain the best from God, take your worship of God as a ministry and a covenant. As a ministry, a covenant, a sacrifice. Everything you are doing for God, take it as a personal ministry, a personal covenant, a personal sacrifice. Anything that becomes a personal ministry, don't wait for anyone to call you. Don't wait for to see anyone doing it before you. No. My God. So you see, Mary might have done something beyond what other virgins were doing. And you see, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, Hebrews 11, 6, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. God is the rewarder of every activity. God rewards faith. God rewards sacrifice. God rewards service. God rewards covenants. God rewards righteousness. God rewards and does what? Compensates. He rewards and compensates. Beloved, September must deliver. I say September must deliver. September, look, September is delivering. Your compensations, your faithfulness, your sacrifices, your covenants, your services. September is delivering. Mary, when the time had fully come, Gabriel was sent. There was an angelic interaction with human being. Yesterday, you know, now it is very, very difficult to call people. I didn't see you at church. I didn't see you at church. Because, you know, the implication of that is that if you don't take care, people will be fooling you. Yes. People will be fooling you because they know pastor will call. So let me force and go. That is why sometimes it is difficult to call. Some people, you haven't seen them at church for a long time. Our Christian duty just tells us that you should call the person to find out. Maybe the person may not be feeling fine, or we are just to check. But I tell you that the other side of it is that sometimes it is becoming a bother. So sometimes it is good to just leave people alone. Let people just be themselves. Yes. Whilst you pray for them. Because sometimes you call, it is as though you are putting pressure. Okay, members can do that. I'm talking from the angle of pastors. As for members, they can do that. But pastors, we don't want fanfare respect. God doesn't want fanfare respect. Like I was saying, giving that example of my encounter in the Abu Dhabi, when I was picked and I was told that people must be called 2 days to Sunday. Yes. People must be called two days to Sunday. If you don't start calling them on Thursday, Friday, forget, they will not come. They will not come. And when you call them, you have to go and pick them. Some of them. I thank God my ministry is not in this Europe, America. No. Yes, I can go there and preach and come. But to pastor there, I thank God. Because how? My philosophy, why should I call you? Did you tell Jesus to die for you? He came to die for you, gave his life for you, free. And then you are waiting that somebody should come and call you. Somebody should call you, come and pick you. No. No. You have not started at all. You have not started. Somebody has always been hitting me. Pastor, preach on tithe, teach on tithe, preach on tithe, teach on tithe. I say, I only make brief comments when I'm receiving tithe. Yes, it is good to teach on tithe. We teach those things at discipleship level. Discipleship. Some years ago, there was this brother who always come and ask me questions about tithe. Some years ago, it's no longer about tithe. I mean, he was a prominent person. He was a leader in one of the groups. Pastor, I want to see you. It's about tithe. This thing about tithe, can you explain? And sometimes when he can, the way he's talking and making his head, I was explaining. One time I say, stupid. Nonsense. Nonsense to that. I say nonsense again. Get out of this place. If you don't want to pay, I don't pay. God's kingdom will survive without your tithe. How many times have you come to me? Look, as for me, you don't know. Whenever I react to somebody like that, either outside or whatever, know that behind closed doors, I have given the person more than 100 chances. Me, who? I don't just embarrass people. Who? I give you chance. As I am giving you chance, I am counting. And you yourself be counting. The next moment, publicly, embarrassment. Bah! Maybe that one will cause you to change. That's how I do my things. I don't just embarrass people. Sometimes something sparks me when I hear people say, you embarrass me, so and so. Why do you do? Do you know how many times I've been dealing with that person? Do you know how many times I've called the person closed doors? Do you know how many times I counseled the person? Do you know how many chances I've given to the person? One time when they sent somebody to come and confront me about an embarrassment I gave to somebody. When the person came, I opened my fridge. I said, look inside. Do you see everything here? The person always come, and then the person is always telling people, the pastor is using church's money to drink a coke. That's why we can't build. That's why the building project is not going on. Pastor is not using the money well. So go and check pastor. The person came, Mr. Ajano. He came. He has come to me to help to check me. He's the one that people say. I opened the fridge. I said, Honorable Ajano, see, I believe he's online. See, look inside. What do you see? I say, what do you see? The fridge was full. I remember it was Friday after Friday evening service. He came. I said, you see? You see it? Fine. Sunday come after church, and then we talk. He left. Sunday after church, he came. I opened the fridge. I said, what do you see? What do you see? Do you see anything there? It is empty. I say, when we close church, people will sit down to count money. People make records. There are people who are working. We have the credit union. We have the church, a group of people who check the monies, who do recording. We have about 15 people in both groups. These things are meant for them. They are meant for them. People are sitting down checking all this, and they should do it with empty stomach. And they keep this thing inside my fridge. He said, oh, pastor, may God help you. One time, he came to confront me about something. When I told him what that person has done, I said, pastor, but you are too patient. You are too patient, oh. Hey. I said, but the person sent you. The person sent you. You are too patient. Beloved, what is your Christianity? How are you serving God? Even the area of compromise. Compromise. People compromise with sin. Yesterday, there was a point I wanted to make. Look at the rain. The rain through, look, when we were going, somebody just called me and said, hey, pastor, in fact, when we got to church, I wanted to release my car, but those who drive were not around to go and park at Ebony Junction and be carrying people, that small stretch, those who are walking, be carrying them to the church. We saw some children, four girls, and then a small boy. You can see that they are from one family, a couple. And then they were walking, going to church, not our church. When I saw that, I started blessing them. I said, these children, they will go far. They will go far. Look at the sacrifice. Yet they are going. God is marking. Look at how far people are coming from. September is a month of compensation. It's a month of compensation. And you know that the sacrifices include how we stand up for the truth. I've said it again and again. Please, write from me when you see that somebody is not acting well. Please, in a nice way, let the person know you are a child of God. The way you are living your life, it will not help you. That's all. Even me, come and check me. Check my wife. Let's check each other so that we are helped. So that we are helped. We need to position ourselves for angelic visitation and compensation and interactions. Otherwise, you will go to church for 100 years and only enjoy what we call universal blessings. God was telling me, I am not blessing some people. And I was shocked. Some of the names God mentioned to me, they are people who are close to me, who work with me. At least about 3 names. They work with me. God said, I'm not blessing them. I said, why? He said, because what they are doing, they are casual. The services they are rendering, they are not committed. They are casual. I say, hey, casual. I say, yes, they are casual. They are casual. They need to be made aware. For example, you are somebody who cleans a place. You need to be called that, hey, church service is coming. Oh, so please, remember to come and clean that place. Oh, before, if they don't call you, you will not. You are casual. You are casual. I'm telling you, you are casual. Do you know the testimony that I am receiving? One of the brothers who took upon himself, every Wednesday, he will go there to clean the whole church. Wednesday, for years now, when this brother came to my office and started telling me last 2 weeks what God is doing in his life, I said, you know, we can't give this testimony now. We cannot give this testimony now. Beloved, God is a rewarder. Even you are online now, some people are thinking about data. How can God give you money then? If you are not prepared to sacrifice the little you have, you are telling God something. You don't deserve to be rich. I'm telling you, you don't deserve to control wealth. Data. You think? You don't know. There are some things we can't tell you. There are some things we can't tell you. You think when somebody sings, I say, hey, come for 100 cities, come for this. You think that all the church money is in my pocket. You don't know. You don't know. If I tell you, for the past 1 year now, my account is always empty. My account is all, sometimes my pay is already gone before even the time they pay us. Yes, for 1 year now, we are living by faith. But because I've developed a nature of giving, a nature of sowing, we have developed that nature. And so it has become part of us. And God has never disappointed us. At least what we will eat, he is providing. So you think we have? It is not so. We have taken it as what a ministry. I am in covenant with God to give God a certain amount as my offering. As my offering every Sunday. As my offering every weekday. The lady pastor, the same. I've taught my family, the same. Don't just get up and pick any money. Decide how much you want to be giving God every Sunday. That aside any other thing that will appear, if there will be an extra mile, if there will be an immediate appeal, whatever, that is different. That is what attracts heaven's blessing. Then it becomes a covenant, a ministry, a sacrifice. So, beloved, I congratulate you. That includes, don't sit down and just allow wrong things to be happening. There are some of you, some of us, our ministry to be asking people, so you came to church in this rain? Hey, so you didn't stay at home? Some will be asking, so where you are? You they are in the church, oh. So there is no church there, and you are traveling up to this place. Do you know, such people, I am going to teach this, such people, they are little witches. They are little witches. In fact, not little, they are baby witches. Baby witches. They are under training to become fully fledged witches. They have not started flying. They are baby witches. I'm telling you, they are baby. So this church, Are you the only one? Hey, when they call this, are you the only one to be given? Some time ago, a young man came to me and said, Pastor, this church, had it not been you, I would have left this church. Some of the mothers, they come to me, look, you, are you not thinking? Don't you think that you should buy a land? Look, if anything happens to you, the church will not help you. Whenever they call, you are coming out, you are doing this. You are, say, Pastor, God touches me. That look, this is what some of our mothers, they tell me. They are witches. They are baby witches. In the church, they are baby witches. They are being developed into full-fledged witches. Yes. When Mary was doing all that, you see, that is why, listen, oh, Mary, the things I'm learning, please listen. Hey, don't talk. Stop talking. In fact, sometimes even this appeal, how many people can, we are doing the people, sometimes there is no way we can do it. That's the only way. Because Jesus said, if you can honor me before people, I will also honor you. Like some of these things. Look, Mary didn't show anybody what she was doing. Have you seen in the Bible? Before the angel Gabriel visited Mary, have you heard the name of Mary? We only have Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene. Okay, even, yes. Okay, oh. Come on. Mary Magdalene was there. Oh, even this Mary's name was there before Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene's name appeared during the time of Jesus. Before angel Gabriel visited Mary. Have you heard the name Mary before? Have you heard the name Mary? We never knew who Mary was. All her services and sacrifices unto God were underground. Mary focused on God alone, and she was selected. But after that one angelic encounter, after that one angelic encounter of Mary, after that one angelic encounter, that one angelic encounter advertised Mary forever. Forever. Even in the Roman Catholic Church, they pray Mary. Oh, Hail Mary. Is that it? Oh, Hail Mary. They sing Mary. Even though they believe in Jesus, there is a place they have reserved for Mary. Until the day Jesus appears, the rapture, the name Mary. When you mention Jesus, the next name is Mary. Mary. What has made that name? What has given prominence to that name? One angelic encounter. And what brought that one angelic encounter? Her secret life, her heart before the Lord, her services, her sacrifices, her commitment has received heaven's attraction, heaven's attention. And so heaven released, the throne released Gabriel to come and compensate her. May God give you one encounter that will cause your name to be known forever. Look, let me tell you, without God's favor upon you, you can never be known. Nothing can advertise you. You can try to show who you are. You can try to show people, social media, whatever. Look, you will not be known. It is only God's favor. It's only God's grace that will make you be known. So please, as we pray this month, let September deliver. This message is to position us very well. Don't think that what you are doing to the Lord, you are doing to the church. Like I said, I have a problem as a pastor to be calling people. It's a long time I've seen you in church. Why? This, that. Do you know why it is a problem? If you don't take care, people begin to give you fanful respect. People may also take it as a burden. So that, let people be. You see, let people be. Members, you can call each other. Oh, I didn't see you in church. Oh. Sometimes, yes, sometimes I tell people to call people. Because me, if I call, then it may be as if the person owes me. You don't owe me. Yes. People are attending school. But it is good that I should have called you. Maybe the person is sick. But if you are sick, like Mr. Jano is number one. People do this a lot. Oh, my God. People at Mr. Jano. The day Mr. Jano will not be in church, Mr. Jano will call. Oh, Reverend Bishop, I'm attending this program. I'm attending a funeral. There are people who call me. I'm telling you, there are people who call. That is what you should do. I will not call. Because I don't want it to be like I am demanding or it's a burden. No. Don't give me fanful respect. No. Do it from your heart. It should be a ministry. It should be a covenant. It should be a sacrifice. As we pray, let my September deliver. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. The areas I'm not doing well, help me. This message is to awaken you and to quicken you to know that, look, God rewards every little thing. Look, in Christianity is the only living religion. I'm telling you, it's only living religion. There are universal laws that God has set that blesses every human being. Let me tell you, tithing. Muslims pay tithe. Other religions, they pay tithe. And once they do it, God will bless them. I'm telling you, the sun is shining right now. It is also shining on somebody who killed last night. Somebody who went and robbed somebody last night. The sun is shining on the person too. Yes, we call it universal blessings, universal laws for everyone called human being. But apart from that, there are chamber blessings. There are providential blessings. There are supernatural blessings. They are meant for God's children alone. Yes. They are meant for God's children alone. Unfortunately, 90% of Christians are only enjoying universal blessings. God was telling me, I was shocked. 90% are only enjoying universal blessings. When I was lying down, I woke up around 2 a.m. or something. And I was thinking, look, some people didn't pray before going to bed. But they also woke up. They also woke up. Like those of us who prayed and went to bed. Some people will not pray. They are going out. Right now they are driving. They will go and return. Like those. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Some people are not praying. Their businesses are doing well. Their things are doing well. But you know, such people, they don't have a support. They don't have a foundation. The day something happens, they go like that. But you, a child of God, prayer supports you. Prayer keeps you. We want to pray now. We want to pray. Let September deliver. Say, Lord, I thank you for September. I thank you for my 6 months. And my 9 months. Oh Lord, let my September deliver. 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 Oh Lord, let my September deliver to me a testimony. A testimony that will automatically,
draw
people to you.
My September.
Deliver to me. A testimony.
Automatically. Deliver my testimony. Rakata kabaya kata kabaya li papa rakata kabaya kata li papa liketeke bara ipepeketeke bara kata kabaya kata kabaya deliver that expectation
ilipepeketeke bara kata ipepeketeke bara kata ipepeketeke bara kata ipepeketeke bara kata kabaya ibeleketeke baro kutu kabaya maleketeke baro kutu kabaya in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Qualify me.
Qualify me.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Shift me.
Shift me.
From obtaining universal blessings.
Universal blessings.
Into your covenant blessings. Let me say something. God said 90% of Christians are only enjoying universal blessings. They have not yet received covenant blessings. Now, that's the right word. Covenant blessings that are meant for covenant children of God. Because they have not yet positioned themselves. If they have to beg you before you pay tithe, they have to beg you. Begging. Pastors must use tricks. Now, even our programs, social media, populists, our programs have become, they are being determined by populists. Now, pastor, if you don't do this, people will not come to church. If you don't do this, so you need to be doing some things. You need to be doing some tricks, some things just to capture people. I received this thing when I started this 11th hour. You know, somebody from India just pop up and, oh, yes, I can help you. I can increase the numbers of your viewers. I can do something. You'll be getting thousands of viewers, the numbers. I say, okay, I will think about that. This guy kept on bothering me. I said to him, I said, look, what is it for? Those are fake. He will do something for people to see that I have 28K, 30K views, 100,000 views. Then people say, hey, people, meanwhile, it is fake. I don't want any fake thing. I don't want fake. If it is 10 people that really view, God knows they are 10. I don't want any fake. People are faking things. My spiritual father was invited to one of our, let me say, one of the pastors who is now connected to us, to me, invited him to his church. He said, oh, I'm inviting grandpa. I said, oh, good. Grandpa went there. After some weeks, do you know what grandpa called me? He said, is that how small your man's church is? I say, why? He said, oh, because on social media, he's so large, he's so big, so you think that I thought I am going to meet about 2,000, 3,000 people. But I got there, it's about 50 people. And later when I met him, I said, this is what grandpa said. He laughed. He said, yes, we are hyping. We are hyping the thing. Listen to me. Be yourself. Be yourself. And receive what? Covenant blessings. If you have to be begged, if because of you something must be put in place before, let me tell you, you remain with universal blessings. You remain without universal blessings. There are some things that God told me. I will share them on Wednesday. Say, my Father in heaven,
have mercy on me.
Shift me.
September
is a month of shift.
Shift me
out of universal blessings.
Out of universal
into
blessings.
Covenant blessings.
Into covenant
shift
blessings.
Me, oh Lord.
Shift me,
shift
oh
me,
Lord.
Oh Lord.
Shift me, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Shift me, oh Lord.
From universal
shift
blessings
me, oh Lord.
To covenant
shift me,
blessings.
Oh Lord.
Yes.
Shift me, oh Lord.
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 Shift me,
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 shift me.
Shift me,
shift me,
shift me,
shift me,
shift me,
shift me,
shift
me,
shift me,
Lord,
shift me,
Lord, shift me,
shift me,
shift me,
shift me,
Lord, shift me, Lord,
shift
me,
Kaparakata,
Kabarakata,
Kabarakata.
Lord, shift me. My Lord, have mercy on me. And shift me from universal blessing into covenant blessing. From universal blessing into covenant blessing.
Shift me from universal blessing
into covenant blessing.
Oh Lord, shift me,
because that is what I qualify for. I am a covenant child. I must receive covenant blessing. Therefore, let there be a shift. Let there be a shift, Lord, in my life.
Oh Lord,
shift
me, oh Lord, shift me, oh Lord, shift me out of universal blessings, shift me out of universal blessings, shift me out of universal blessings,
shift me out of universal blessings,
shift me out of universal blessings,
shift me out of universal
covenant blessings,
into 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 covenant blessings,
yes, Lord.
Shakata kabarakata kabaya.
Kabaya. Please
think about that. Mary was not the only virgin. Mary was not the only virgin in the tribe of Judah. Mary was not the only virgin. Mary was not the only virgin. But Mary was the one that heaven gave attention. What was it that Mary was doing that other virgins were not doing? What was it that Mary was doing that other virgins were not doing? What is it that will cause you in the whole church to be chosen? In the whole family to be chosen? At your workplace, in your office, even when it comes to secular promotions, when you go to bank, you see some bank, the best worker of the month, the best worker of the month, some banks, you see it there, the name and the picture of the person. Then I ask, so what criteria did they, what particular thing did this person do? The person did something. So watch what you are doing in secret before the Lord. I'm telling you, before the Lord, what you are doing in secret. Yesterday when I was looking at the number of people who came to church, I said, God, bless them. I was just blessing people. Because I never thought, as for deliverance, I know, rain or whatever, they will come. That is the mark. That's the identity of that church. That is what has kept me there. Rain or whatever, they will come. They will come. Unless it's a flood that people cannot cross, cars cannot cross, they will come. So if me, human being, has seen that, and I am blessing, what do you think God is saying in heaven? Say, my Father in heaven,
let September
deliver to me. This one, lady Nazareth, we are praying your prayer. Say, let September deliver to me.
What January?
To August. Couldn't deliver.
Let September deliver.
Let September deliver.
Whatever January to August could not deliver to me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I declare that your September should deliver.
Amen.
Even as you are online, do you know what I saw? I saw angels like they were clapping.
Man.
They were smiling and clapping. They were bringing their hands together like that and open. I don't know what that means. They were just smiling and clapping. They were just smiling and clapping. Beloved, listen to me. Look, we are not perfect. Don't think that you need to be perfect. No, we are all a work in progress. God knows our weaknesses. He knows our areas. I always bring my weakness before the Lord. I say, God, have mercy on me. Please, this area, God, I beg you, have mercy on me. God, help me. God, these words, I use them about 100 times in a day. Because I know myself. That is all you should do. And just ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Be consistent. And I tell you, that is what draws heaven's attention. This month, even today, after we say amen, let there be a heavenly interaction. An angelic interaction with your atmosphere and your environment. I declare to you, don't think whatever you are doing is little. No. God is looking at the heart and consistency. The heart and consistency. The heart and consistency. The heart and consistency. I declare to you online that your atmosphere should change. Your environment Amen. Should change. September should deliver
Amen.
Angelic interactions.
Amen.
That one encounter that you receive, that will scratch your name, that will advertise you. That one encounter, let me tell you, do you know what happened yesterday? Do you know that some people received babies yesterday?
Amen.
Look, yesterday, if we had spent 30 minutes more, what would have happened there? The things I was seeing. When the lady was prophesying, receive your babies. Look, I saw babies entering into people's wombs.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm telling you, I saw babies entering into, at least I saw three people. And one of them started shouting. When the baby entered, she started shouting and screaming. And ushers went there. But I didn't say anything. I was just quiet. Because now, there are some things I don't want to say. There was a day when I was speaking, I stood at the choir there and I said, something is happening today. God is not allowing me to say it. Now, I understand why God didn't allow me to say it. That day, that particular day, I've noted it. That day, some things happened and I'm watching the lives of those people. I'm watching the lives of those people. Beloved, I declare to you again that your September should never end without a testimony.
Amen.
Let there be heavenly interactions.
Amen.
Let there be angelic interactions.
Amen.
I declare into your life that every impossibility in your life is now a possibility.
Amen. We receive it in the name of Jesus.
It's now a possibility. In September, it has become a possibility.
Amen.
I usher you into your shift.
Amen.
Everything about you is a shift.
Amen.
You are no longer the same. Remain blessed.
Amen.
Remain blessed.
Amen.
Remain blessed.
Receive it.
Remain blessed.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
God willing, we'll meet at the 11th hour. prayer parade. Sharing of programs is the way that I think I desire that it should go. Not just to hype numbers. God is seeing the reality that will not attract any blessing. No, that will not. You can't fake God. God even hates that. You can't fake God. God hates that. God likes reality. He blesses actuality. Yes, he blesses it. That's why something small, he can turn it into a great blessing when it is put into his hands.
Amen.
God willing, Wednesday, we will continue again with the podcast. And I will share with you how to face challenges. The things that God taught me. How to see your challenges. And I'm telling you, many of you are going to start praying for challenges. I'm telling you. When you hear that, you are going to start praying for challenges. In fact, many of you are even going to pray that your current challenges, they should even become bigger. They should become bigger and greater because of what you are going to hear.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.